Laces hang over the side of their shared tray, and Bruce can't stop himself from tucking the loose strands inside. The large rectangular sign beside them reads, "All wallets, keys, phones, jewelry, electronic devices, computers, tablets, metal objects, shoes, belts, and food must go into the security bins. All drink and contraband must be thrown away." Bruce and Jane Adler flank their 12-year-old son, Eddie, as they approach the screening machine. Their 15-year-old son, Jordan, hangs back until his family has gone through. Jordan says to the officer manning the machine, "I want to opt out." The officer gives him a look.
"What'd you say?"
The boy shoves his hands in his pockets and says, "I want to opt out of going through the machine." The officer yells, apparently to the room at large, "We've got a male OPT. "Jordan," his father says from the far side of the tunnel, "what are you doing?" The boy shrugs. "This is a full body backscatter, Dad. It's the most dangerous and least effective screening machine on the market. I've read about it and I'm not going through it." Bruce, who is 10 yards away and knows he won't be allowed to go back through the scanner to join his son, shuts his mouth. He doesn't want Jordan to say another word. "Step to the side, kid," the officer says. "You're holding up traffic." After the boy has complied, the officer says, "Let me tell you, it's a whole lot easier and more pleasant to go through this machine than to have that guy over there pat you down. Those pat-downs are thorough, if you know what I mean." The boy pushes hair off his forehead. He's grown 6 inches in the last year and is whippet thin. Like his mother and brother, he has curly hair that grows so quickly he can't keep it in check. His father's hair is short and white. The white arrived when Bruce was 27, the same year Jordan was born. Bruce likes to point at his head and say to his son, "Look what you did to me." The boy is aware that his father is staring intently at him now, as if trying to deliver good sense through the air. Jordan says, "There are 4 reasons I'm not going through this machine. Would you like to hear them?" The security officer looks amused. He's not the only one paying attention to the boy now. The passengers around him are all listening. "Oh, God," Bruce says under his breath. Eddie Adler slips his hand into his mother's, for the first time in at least a year. Watching his parents pack for this move from New York to Los Angeles, the grand upheaval, his father called it, gave him an upset stomach. He feels his insides grumble now and wonders if there's a bathroom nearby. He says, "We should have stayed with him." "He'll be okay," Jane says, as much to herself as to her son. Her husband's gaze is fixed on Jordan, but she can't bear to look. Instead, she focuses on the tactile pleasure of her child's hand in hers. She has missed this. "So much could be solved," she thinks, "if we simply held hands with each other more often." The officer puffs out his chest.
"Hit me, kid."
Jordan raises his fingers, ready to count.
1, I prefer to limit my exposure to radiation. 2, I don't believe this technology prevents terrorism. 3, I'm grossed out that the government wants to take pictures of my balls. And 4,
he takes a breath.
"I think the pose the person is forced to take inside the machine, hands up like they're being mugged, is designed to make them feel powerless and degraded."
The TSA agent is no longer smiling. He glances around. He's not sure if this boy is making a fool of him. Crispin Cox is in a wheelchair parked nearby, waiting for security to swab his chair for explosives. The old man has been stewing about this. Swab his wheelchair for explosives. If he had any spare breath in his lungs at all, he would refuse. Who do these